Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to This is a Hodge to Hodge podcast on Block Talk Radio. This is the Messenger Edition. This is Nurse Carmen. And we have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. And next we will have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening and welcome once again to our half an hour of speaking and getting to know you better. My co-producer, I want you to know I played that again for you tonight. I know that used to be your song back in the day, right?
Watch this. I was just sitting here with Jane and that we just had that conversation. I said, only my brother knows, because I remember you laughed at me because that was on one of his albums that didn't sell too good. And I bought it, and when that song came on, I first heard the melody, and I didn't pick up on the song. And when he started singing, I said, he knew I was going to be on his podcast tonight, and I know you played that for me, man. So I love. I'm sorry, right. I had a moment, yeah.
Should have bought a Hyundai. I do thank you for tuning in tonight. For those that are listening tonight and going to download and listen to later on, I just want us to know that these conversations is just a matter of who you are and who you choose to be. Is of great importance, not only because it sets the tone of your experience, but because it creates the nature of God. All of your life you've been told that God created you. I come now to tell you this: you are creating God. Now, this is a massive rearrangement of your understanding, and yet it is a necessary one if you are to go about truth. true work for which you come.
You're breaking up, messenger. Hello?
This is holy work. Hello? Is better?
You're breaking up. No.
Okay, is better?
Still breaking up.
No, it's not. Not better. You're still breaking.
You're still breaking up.
Wow. Okay. How about now? Is it any better? Not
nope.
Better.
No.
Okay. I'm going to plan B. Take over, co-producer. Glad you're here.
We talk about, again, I'm going to try to hold this subject until the messenger recalculates. But we talk about, won't he do it? And again, we had a conversation, pre-show conversation, and we talked about it. And I just made pun of the way the messenger said, won't he do it? And for easier convenience, for convenience of helping you grasp the message, because again, everyone, for whatever reason, everyone believes that God is a man. I mean, that has been taught to you. Even though he's a spirit, he's a man spirit. So when we say, won't he do it, we talk about he being masculine and feminine. And the messenger is back, so I'm going to go ahead and pass this right off to him. Go ahead, my brother.
All right, I'll start over again because this is really important that we understand that all of your life you have been told that God created you. Now, I come to tell you this. You are creating God. Now, I know this is a massive rearrangement of your understanding, and I know yet it is a necessary one if you are to go about the true work for which you came. This is holy work we are up to, you and God. This is sacred ground we walk. This is the path. And every moment God expresses itself in, as, and through you. You are always at choice as to how God will be created now. And she will never take that choice from you, nor will she punish you for making the wrong choice. Yet you are not without guidance in these matters, nor will you ever be. Built into it is an internal guidance system that shows you the way home. This is the voice that speaks to you always of the highest choice, that place before you your grandest vision. All you need to do is heed the voice and not abandon the vision. Throughout history, God has sent you teeth during every time, every day and time have God's messenger brought you glad tidings of great joy. Holy scriptures have been written and holy lives have been lived that you might know of this eternal truth. You and God are one. Now, again, God sends you scriptures. You read them through the Bible. Now, again, God sends you messengers seeking to bring you the word of God. Will you listen to these words? Will you hear these messengers? Will you become one of them? This is the great question. This is the grand invitation. This is the glorious decision. The world awaits your announcement, and you make that announcement with your life lived. The human race has no chance to lift itself from its own lowest thoughts until you lift yourself to your own highest idea. Those ideas expressed through you as you create the template, set the stage, serve as a model for the next level of human experience. You are the life and the way. The world will follow you. You are not at choice in this matter. It is the only matter in which you have no free choice. It is simple, the way it is. Your world will follow your ideas about yourself, has been, even it will be. First comes your thought about yourself, then follows the outer world of physical manifestation. What you think, you create. What you create, you become. What you become, you express. What you express, you experience. What you experience, you are. What you are, you think. The circle is complete. The holy work in which you are engaged has really just begun. For now, at last, you understand what you are doing. It is you who have caused yourself to know this. You who have caused yourself to care. And you do care now more than ever before about who you really are. For now, at last, you see the whole picture. Who God is. You are defining God. God has sent you, a blessed part of God, into physical form that God might know itself experientially. As all that God knows himself to be conceptual. Life exists as a tool for God to turn concept into experience. It exists for you to do the same, for you are God doing this. God chose to recreate itself anew in every single moment. God chose to experience the grandest visions of the greatest vision ever God had about who God was. God has created you so that you might recreate God. This is our holy work. This is our greatest joy. This is our very reason for being. Now, I know I've said something there that makes somebody want to say, uh-oh, messenger done lost it. But I want us to understand just how important and how great we truly are. We are truly a part of God. So if we are truly a part of God, we represent God. We represent God, and now that we know better, we need to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Do better meaning always seeking to be our highest self, always seeking to be the grandest version of who we are. And I say that so that we can understand the grandest version of who you are does not mean the straightest walk that you can do or the straightest communication per se. And what I mean by that is just walking around quoting scriptures and stuff to that nature. That's not the highest you. When you go within and listen to what it is that within is telling you, whatever it is that it's telling you, you have to trust that it would never lie to you. And so if it's telling you, and I'm being a little humorous about it, but it's just how I want us to understand how we have to be able to accept it and go with it and be able to be the best. If something within you is telling you to be a pole dancer, be that best pole dancer, because that is the highest you. But we've been trapped in this conformity where we've got to be either this or we've got to be either that according to what it is that man would have us to be. And this is why we're missing the mark, because we can't be our highest self because we're trying to be somebody else. As happened in all relationships, that's friendship, if it's nurtured, kindled, and allowed to grow, will produce at least a sense of communion. You will feel and experience yourself as being in communion with God. This will be a holy communion, for then we can speak with God as one. You are children of God. You are daughters and sons of God. You are, as all God's children are everywhere. In every way, technology, politically, socially, spiritually, physically, and psychologically. For instance, your penance for your insistence upon companions and your constant need to categorize something as better or worse, higher or lower, good or bad, demonstrates how far into duality we have fallen, how deeply into separatism we have submerged. The level of a society's advancement is reflected inevitably in the degree of its duality thinking. Social evolution is demonstrated by movement towards unity, not separatism. Demonstrated by movement towards unity. Unity, you and I, you and her, you and him, you and God are one. That is unity. Because unity is the truth. Separatism is the illusion. As long as a society sees itself as separate, a series of collections of separate units, it lives in the illusion. All of life on this planet is built on separatism based in duality. You imagine yourself to be separate families or clans gathered in separate neighborhoods or states, collected in separate nations or country, comprising a separate world or planet. You imagine your world to be the only inhabited world in the universe. You imagine your nation to be the finest nation on earth. You imagine your state to be the best state in the nation, and your family the most wonderful in the state. Finally, you think you are better than anyone else in your family, or you claim you don't think any of this, but you act as if you do. Your true thoughts are reflected every day in your social decisions, your political conclusions, your religious determinations, your economic choices, and your individual selections of everything from friends to belief systems to your very relationship with God. You feel so separate from God that you imagine that God won't even talk to you. And so you are required to deny the vicinity of your own experience. You experience that you and God are one, but you refuse to believe it. Thus you are separate not only from each other, but from your own truth. By ignoring it, by seeing it and denying it, or by changing it, twisting it, contorting it to fit a preconceived notion you have about what must be so. Take the question with which I'm asking here. You ask, is there life on other planets? I answer, of course. Because the evidence is just so obvious. It is so obvious that that surprise that we even asked the question. Yet this is how a person can be separate from his own truth, by looking truth in the eye so squarely that he can't miss it, and then denying what he sees or she sees. Denial is the mechanism here, and nowhere is denial more insidious than in self-denial. You spent a lifetime denying who and what you really are. It would be sad enough if you limit your denials to less personal things, such as your depletion of the ozone layer, your rape of old growth forests, your horrible treatment of your young, but you are not content with denying all that you see around you. You won't rest until you deny all that you see within you as well. You see goodness and compassion within you, but you deny it. You see wisdom within you, but you deny it. You see infinite possibilities within you, but you deny it. And you see and experience God within you, yet you deny it. You deny that God is with you. And in this, you deny God his rightful and obvious place. I'll tell you this. Before the cock crows, you will deny God three times. By your very thoughts, will you deny God? By your very words, will you deny God? By your very actions, will you deny God? You know in your heart that God is with you, in you, and that you are one. Yet you deny God. Or some of you say, I exist all right, but away from God. You say that God exists, but away from you, way out there somewhere. And the further away you imagine God to be, the further away you step from your own truth. As with so much else in life, from depletion of your planet's natural resources to the abuse of children in so many of your homes, you see it, but you don't believe it. You don't believe it because you are so caught up in the illusion. You are so deep in the illusion that you cannot see past it. Indeed, you must not for the illusion to continue. This is the divine dichotomy. You must deny God if you are to continue seeking to become God. And that is what you are wanting to do, yet you cannot become what you really are. So denial is important. It is a useful tool until it's not anymore. The master knows that denial is for those who are choosing to have the illusion continue. Acceptance is for those who choose now for the illusion to end. Acceptance, proclaim, demonstrate it. Those are the three steps to God. Acceptance of who and what you really are. Proclamation of it to for the world to hear and demonstrate in every way. Self-proclaiming is always found by demonstration. You will demonstrate yourself to be God even as you now demonstrate what you think of yourself. Your whole life is a demonstration of that. Yet, with this demonstration will come your greatest challenge. For the moment you stop denying yourself, others will deny you. The moment you proclaim your oneness with God, others will proclaim your partnership with Satan. The moment you speak the highest truth, others will say you speak the lowest blasphemy. And as happened with all masters who generally demonstrate their mastery, you will be both worshipped and reviled, elevated and denigrated, honored and crucified. Because while for you the cycle will be over, those who are still living in the illusion will not know what to make of you. The game does go on because one or two of you will end the cycle of illusion. That does not end the game, not for you and not for the other players. The game is not ended until all in all become one again. Even then it is not ended, for in the moment of divine reunion, all with all, will the bliss be so magnificent, so intense, that God, we, you, will literally burst wide open with gladness, exploding with joy, and the cycle will begin all over again. It will never end. The game will never end, for the game is life itself, and life is who we are. On that note, I'm going to just stop there and give everyone a chance to just comment or say something on it. But I want us to know, I just can't stop talking about it enough so that we know just who we are. And I've had some conversations lately, and as I was speaking, Nurse Carmen came to mind, because we've been speaking on this over the last couple of days and stuff. It is so important for us to make sure that we go within. We've got to stop living the life that everyone else wants us to live. Because each time we live the life that someone else wants us to live, we're not living our life.
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Trueness.
Yes.
How can the greatest you be if you're doing what it is that I want you to do? Then what you're doing is the greatest me, not you. My brother, co-producer, I know you've been grinding it real hard, and I thank you for taking a moment to spend some time with us. Do you want to say a little something, or
yes,
how you do?
I'd like to say that. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
That's all I got, man. No, I'm glad to be back. You know, I've been putting in a little bit of extra work. But, yeah, I'm glad to be back. And it's just a testimony to me, man, how connected me and my big brother are, man. And I'm going to leave that right there. Cause I'm not gonna get it. Yeah, but I felt that when I heard it, because I knew what it was. I was like, you know. But you know, it's powerful thinking, man. It's powerful teaching. It's just beautiful when you begin to come into the knowledge, man, that God is in you, and you got nothing to fear, man. You just have to recognize that whatever it is, it's going to be all right, man. It doesn't matter what's going on.
Yeah. That's right.
And again, and it doesn't mean that you get cavalier, but you can get very cavalier, because again, when you understand how this is all put together, that God is not going to destroy God. And all this is God. We go through revolutions, and things change, man. But if you understand that your essence, man, is part of what makes this change, then it gives you some comfort.
Okay, my brother, I just want to say real quick, you may not realize it, but our last conversation we had on Thursday, that's what we spoke about, change. That is part of life. Everything is changing constantly, all the time.
That's right. Amen.
See, sometimes we don't even see it, but that connection is so great. And this is
it
why
is.
It's important that we pay attention. We got to pay attention to what we call the good, to what we call the bad, so that we can see the bigger picture of all and better understand.
Because once we do begin to understand it, man, I mean, it just makes things so much easier to digest, man. You know, there's no need to run to the corner to catch the bus, because the bus is always going to be right there waiting for you.
All right. All right.
And, you know, my soul is happy, man. My soul is satisfied.
Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but I got you from the opening song, so that don't. That
you said that all off. You know what I'm saying? That first couple of seconds, you know, that overhead right, I was punch drunk from the rest, so it didn't. I'm sitting here saying, is the fight over? Where are we? But hey, man, I hope everybody, again, tune into the Messenger podcast, because I mean, again, it's nothing but it's the only thing I could if I had to put it in one word, it's nothing but love. That's all it is. It ain't about anything negative. It's just about understanding, man, channeling the, if you tap into that positive spirit that's in you, it just opens up visions. It opens up perspectives. It opens you up to understand that it's going to be okay, and we can live everyday life. I'm going to say, let's say goodbye.
All right. Hey, get your hands off the controls, bro.
Wait a minute. I felt like I was at the Grammy and my speech was taking too long.
Give him some music.
Hey, but listen, that's the Messenger podcast on Hodge to Hodge Blog Talk Radio. Again, it's nothing but 100. It's nothing but love being spread here. Some of the concepts, it'll take you a second to grasp, but when you grasp it, all I can say is, man, you've grasped a great thing. Good night.
Amen.
From Blog Talk Radio, Hodge to Hodge Podcast.
Good night.
We'll talk to you Thursday night. Have a nice evening.
Thursday night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.